was great fellowship, great praise. It was a time of reflection about where we've gone and looking at where we want to go. And I want to thank South Carolina Citizens for Life for putting on an amazing event and for allowing me to MC that event last night. Thank you, South Carolina Citizens for Life. We had a number of dignitaries who were there last night, some who were here today, some who couldn't make it, but I was asked to read you the names of the electeds and your faith leaders who were there to support that event, because it's important that you know who is coming out and supporting Life. We were honored last night, and in addition to me being there, we were honored to hear from our Governor Henry McMaster and First Lady Peggy McMaster. Mark Benoy from U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham's office was representing Senator Graham's office. We had Brianna Bateman representing Senator Tim Scott. Congressman Joe Wilson, along with his wife Roxanne, I call him Mom and Dad, he's also here today. They were there. Senator Larry Bruins, Senator Richard Cash. We had Representative Mike Burns, Representative John McCrady, Representative Chris Wooten, Representative Patrick Haddon, and Representative Josiah Magnuson were also in attendance, representing some of our elected delegation leaders. Representing the Catholic Diocese of Charleston, Monsignor Richard Harris and Monsignor Anthony Gross, who serve as Vicars General for the Diocese of Charleston. Michael Aquilano serves as the Secretary of Communications and Public Affairs for the Catholic Church in South Carolina. He was also there. Kathy Smoogie serves as Director of Office of Family Life. She was in attendance. We had the Right Reverend Paul C. Hewitt, Bishop of the Anglican Diocese of the Holy Cross, Knights of Columbus. We had members of the Baptist Convention who were representing us there, as well as many other denominations. We had One Message Partners, who I'm going to talk more about in just a moment. They were there. Wayne Cockfield, United States Marine Corps retired Vice President of Medical Ethics and Treasurer of National Right to Life Committee, was also in attendance. We had many more, and I'm sure I'm leaving names off. But in just a moment, I would like to ask Father Scott Francis Benet to make his way forward. He is going to lead us in our invocation, but I understand that the Knights of Columbus Color Guard is going to lead us in our Pledge of Allegiance. So if you would join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Color Guard, present swords. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
State with so many who are standing up for life in a particular way for HB 3020, the governor of the state said he would support the bill if it arrives at his desk, and Attorney General Wilson said he would defend it in the public square. Yes, a round of applause is due.
Not for that bill. Not for that bill.
So merciful Father, in the presence of your Son, Jesus Christ, and through the intercession of our Blessed Virgin Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe, the protectors of the unborn, those who have a heartbeat, and so early on, Lord. We thank you for the gift of life. We praise you
We ask you to bless our efforts today as we come to stand up for life. All those who are of one heart with us, beating together to support life here in the state of South Carolina and elsewhere, joined with us in prayer and in spirit. Bless their efforts, Lord. And in a particular way, we pray for those mothers, those fathers, and the children affected by abortion, those who are considering abortion, those who have procured an abortion, the families that have been disrupted, the societies that have been disrupted, Lord. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta said that abortion is the greatest threat to peace, that peace that starts from within and radiates outward. May the Lord give us the gift of peace so that we might continue to stand up for those who have a heartbeat, those who need our help because they are helpless. May the Lord bless all of us today and always. Bless our efforts. And we ask all this in Jesus' name.
Not in Jesus' name.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So I got to talk about some of our dignitaries and special guests that were with us last night. And these events, they only throw themselves together. It requires a lot of people on the ground. It requires fight. I'd like to thank the Diocese of Charleston, Karenia Cavelli Foundation, and the Espinoza family for sponsoring these events. I would also like to recognize One Message Partners, who alongside of South Carolina Citizens for Life promote the grassroots message and first civil right as the right to life. Those members of the One Message Partners are the Catholic Diocese of Charleston, South Carolina Baptist Convention, Palmetto Family and Nehemiah Pastors Network, South Carolina Association of Pregnancy Care Centers, Alliance for Defending Freedom, Common Sense, South Carolina Christian Chamber of Commerce, and North Greenville University. We appreciate that partnership and that coalition of people who are really in the grassroots helping us drive a message that will inform and educate our elected leaders and our appointed leaders who will promote policies as well as legislation that will protect the unborn and support family values. I already said thank you once to Joyful Sound of North Greenville University. I want to thank him again. What an amazing time to hear from you. Thank you so much for being here today. I would also like to thank Dave Smith of ACS Sound and Lighting for the many years he has provided a professional sound system for this rally. We appreciate you, Dave, for doing that. It means a lot to all of us. Thanks to Heaven's Thunder for the hot chocolate supplies and set up the crew for other volunteers. I think they're back over here. I don't know that we needed as much hot chocolate and coffee this year as we have in years past, but we really appreciate you supporting us. So now it is my pleasure to introduce to you the first of our speakers. This is someone who really needs no introduction. He is someone I consider a dear friend, a mentor, a counselor, someone who has led the charge for protecting the unborn and defending life, and someone who currently serves as the president of South Carolina Citizens for Life, and that is everybody's dear friend, Lisa Van Riper. Let's give her a round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.